Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool evening across Israel. Tel Aviv has a pleasant breeze while Jerusalem remains calm. In Haifa, skies are partly cloudy but clear. Perfect for a night stroll in these cities. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, a gunman in Hezbollah uniform was shot dead at the Lebanon border earlier today after firing on troops. The attacker briefly infiltrated Israeli territory, but residents were told to stay indoors. Also, JNS reports just in that consuls general will continue their visit to Israel despite recent Iran attacks. Israel's consul general in New York emphasizes resilience against adversaries like Hezbollah and Hamas. Also this hour, Walla reports a strong message from the chief of staff stating the recent attack in Iran was preparation for a heavier blow. This statement comes after his visit to the Northern Command. Separately, I-24 News highlights a clash among Israeli ministers as they debate responses to Iran and Lebanon. Ben-Gvir and Dichter stand divided on how to address Hezbollah and future strikes on Iran. And finally, from Axios, Israel previously struck Iranian military targets following an Iranian missile attack. This marks a new phase in the ongoing conflict. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel noted that Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich is banned from France. Four countries, including the UK and Canada, have introduced new sanctions over settler violence. Belaz News elaborates that these sanctions target not only Smotrich, but also several settler leaders. France's foreign minister accused him of promoting unacceptable policies. Carmel Melamed shared a critical view on Iran's national soccer team, remarking on their ties to the IRGC. He suggests the U.S. should bar them from the FIFA World Cup. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Lebanon border incident. According to the Times of Israel, the IDF quickly neutralized the threat. This event highlights the continuing tensions at the border, underscoring the need for heightened security. Turning to the consul's general's visit, despite Iran's aggression, JNS reports that international diplomatic engagements continue. This shows Israel's determination to maintain global ties and resist intimidation. Meanwhile, the chief of staff's comments about Iran are significant. Walla reports that Israel is sending a clear warning against future Iranian provocations. Such statements are crucial for regional strategic balance. The ministerial clash adds another layer of complexity. I-24 News outlines tensions within the cabinet about handling threats. These debates could shape future military and diplomatic strategies. Finally, the Axios report on strikes in Iran highlights escalating tensions. The actions come as a response to missile attacks, marking a shift in Israel's defensive posture. This escalation could impact regional stability and international relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a legal challenge to the tax benefits law, said to favor Nazareth Illit residents with a 12% tax credit. The petition claims demographic engineering as a motive. Separately, Ynet Business covers the Bank of Israel's Forex intervention. The central bank bought $801 million to counter irregular activity, a first since the pandemic began. And finally, CTEC reports that AI startup Lowfrayer faces shutdown by Israel's Bar Association. The company is under scrutiny for allegedly practicing law without a license. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.